Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. So Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, our saint for today, born in the year 1207, so the very beginning of the 13th century, and she was betrothed at the age of 4 years old and married at the age of 14, and that was to King Ludwig of Thuringia. And it was a happy marriage. They had both been very pious as youngsters, brought up very well. And so entering into marriage, they were both very suited for each other. So she was 14 and her husband was 21. And they ended up having, I think, three children together. He was very amenable to her charitable desires. She used her position and the wealth of the kingdom to help the poor, the orphans. She spent resources on building hospitals and other charitable institutions. St. Elizabeth was also very impressed with the newly founded Franciscan order in the year 1223. And when she had been a queen for 2 years, she's now 16 years old, she invited them into the kingdom of Thuringia, where they did much good work. But all of this charitable behavior caused an anger in the worldly-minded nobles of the court, and they complained to the king that she was squandering the kingdom's resources. But he defended her defended her charitable giving him showing himself to be of the same godly mind. Now, in one incident, she was accosted by a member of this impious royal court when she was en route to bringing provisions to poor people. They accused St. Elizabeth of stealing her husband's goods and giving them away, and demanded that she see what she had. So she opened her apron, and they saw there nothing but roses. So a miracle there, protecting her from interference. But even she went a little too far in her husband's mind when she brought in a leper from the street and put this poor leper in her own bed, which also happened to be the king's bed. And so her husband, upon hearing it, was a little angered and went to confront her. However, when approaching the bed, he saw lying there, instead of a leper, Christ crucified. And so, confirming in his mind his wife's supernatural inspiration. So these miracles testified to his wife's genuine sanctity. But sadly, St. Elizabeth's good husband, Louis, would die in the year 1227 when he was absent preparing for the Sixth Crusade. She was only 20 years old at this point, and she'd been a princess, a queen, for 6 years, and now she's 20, and her husband is dead, and she had her three children, the oldest of whom was a boy, but he was not old enough to take over the kingdom after his father. And she herself, rather than being chosen as queen, was put aside by her husband's brother, and he was not at all happy with her pious practices, and not only took away from her the rule of the kingdom, but also turned her out of the palace entirely, refused to give her the dowry which should have been hers and which would have supported her, and in an even more cruel move, took her own children away from her. So what a blow to this good queen who had been so kind to others, now to have this befall her. But this is the example, true to the example of all the saints. She bore it with tremendous courage and tremendous faith, and she vowed herself to God from that point forward. She would not remarry, even though she was young, beautiful. She could have had recovered her noble way of life, but she wanted to give herself entirely to God. But she was treated very poorly, even by those who had been the recipients of her own generosity. It is said that even her confessor, her own spiritual director, was very harsh with her and had little sympathy. So she would not live to see really any resolution to this circumstance. She died soon after at only 24 years of age. But the death of the righteous is certainly precious in the eyes of the Lord. And miracles began occurring at her grave soon after she was buried. And in fact, she would be canonized a saint just 4 years after her death. And this is really an important story in that You know, so often the lives of the saints, we see, or we should be able to see our own lives in them. And Queen Elizabeth of Hungary, after a life of good work, it's kind of like the opposite of the Cinderella story. She was noble, she was kind, she was married to a prince, she had all this wealth, she used it well, she was virtuous, and then she lost everything and died poor and impoverished, and having had her children taken away from her. I mean, how could you retain your faith in that circumstance? And yet she did. And indeed, we don't know that how many times we tend to think of ourselves as being like the main character in the story, right? Well, maybe we're just that guy on the side that's helping somebody else. And St. Elizabeth of Hungary, her children would live to become very good examples. Her son her son Herman would himself become a king, a very good king, and carry on the good example of his mother. Her daughter, Sophia, would become the Duchess of Lotharingia, and her daughter Gertrude would become Blessed Gertrude of Aldensburg, Abbess of a Norbertine monastery. So, but she didn't live to see any of that, didn't live to see what her children would do. And we ourselves, you know, we just look at our lives and we look at how unhappy we are, and unhappiness really is our fault. We look at how miserable we are, rather, how circumstances are against us, but we don't see, either our children or the people that we've helped or our spiritual children by our prayers. We don't know what's going to happen, what others will accomplish because of our good efforts. And that's really what we need to think about. It's not about me, right? It's not about us. It is about God and it is about others. And so whether we see success or don't, whether our good deeds in this life are rewarded in this life or in the next, that shouldn't matter to us. That's not why we're doing these good things, not to get a reward here. So let us not be a complain or be despondent under any circumstance, under no matter how our fortunes turn, but looking at the lives of the saints, follow their example of faith, of courage, of fortitude, of bravery, of perseverance, of patience. That's why they are there. And there's a saint for everyone. Every saint, anybody can relate to some saint or another, but you have to know who they are. Get to know the lives of the saints, pray to them. They are our extended family. We're going to get to know them in heaven, and they are waiting, just waiting for us to get there and join them. So Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, pray for us. God bless you all. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.